This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The overhaul of Michigan's no-fault auto insurance is law now, but it's not clear what the effects and unintended consequences will be of this policy that was kind of rushed through. One of the questions is, what kind of care will people get now after they're in a catastrophic car crash that results in brain damage or spinal cord damage or the myriad of other injuries that could happen? Hope Network provides specialty health services to people such as car crash victims. Phil Weaver is president and CEO of the nonprofit organization, and he joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, Lester. I appreciate it. Honored to be here.
All right. So we get a better idea of Hope Network. What kind of services do you mean by specialty health services?
Well, our organization is a pretty broad-based organization. We do things from neurorehabilitation, which is traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury, as you just mentioned. But we also do behavioral health for mental illness and help people with developmental disabilities. And we have HUD housing and transportation and those kinds of things, too. So we're a pretty broad organization that tries to do what's best to help the underserved in the communities and get them greater independence.
And how much of the state of Michigan does Hope Network serve?
Right now, we serve every county in the state for with some of our specialty programs that are mental health programs. So we're pretty broad. We're about a $160 million operation. We have 2,700 employees across the state.
Okay, let's talk about auto no-fault. Under the old system, everyone who was severely injured got the care and therapy they needed for as long as they needed it. Under this new system, if you buy a cheaper plan, you're not going to get the same level of care. What are your concerns about that change?
Yeah, part of it is, of course, education, right? So that's the main thing, is educating people to get them to understand that in the past, as you just said, when a person got injured and had a catastrophic injury and traumatic brain injury, and they had to, say, spend $500,000 in the hospital, they still had the opportunity to recover and go back home. Under these new policies, if you select $250,000 or $50,000 if you have Medicare, you know, you're going to end up potentially in a nursing home without getting any services or therapies to make sure that you can recover from your brain injury or spinal cord injury. That concerns me because we're a people organization. We try to care about people and try to get them sustainable and independent.
Why do you think people would end up in a nursing home instead of getting the therapy they needed?
Because the reimbursements aren't there. So an example is, you know, everybody thinks, oh, healthcare can take care of this. Well, healthcare, if you read your policy, physical therapy gives you, what, 30, 40, 50 sessions? Our sessions last for months. So an example is we put 6 to 7 hours per person per day in therapies. So it's called intensive therapy because we do that because we want you to recover from your brain injury. And that's what it takes for a traumatic brain injury or spinal cord injury. It's not an hour a day, an hour a week for you to recover so that you can be independent. So they'll lose those opportunities.
Michigan was the only state with that mandatory level of coverage. All the other states are doing something less than that. So what happens in those states?
Just what I just said. People end up in nursing homes or in skilled nursing homes, or they stay in the hospital, or quite frankly, individuals get sent home, try to get the home services with feeding tubes and everything, but they don't recover. People don't recover in other states. We were the one state in the nation recognized as the best for neural rehabilitation recovery and spinal cord injury recovery in the entire country. You know, it's fascinating to me, just on the side note, that Republicans keep talking about being in the top 10 of everything. Now we're going to be in the bottom 10 for recovery for auto accidents. It's just the opposite of what they've been saying they want to do for everything else. I just don't understand it.
I want to explore this therapy a little bit because I think most people think of physical therapy when you're talking about that. You know, maybe they've got a knee operation and they do that. When you're talking about traumatic brain injury, you're talking about teaching people not only how to brush their teeth again, but what is a toothbrush? I mean, it really gets complicated when they start at such a base level, and you have to bring them up back close to where they weren't before. So how long does it take to do something like that?
Every person is an individual and different. But let me just give you an example of what you just said. So actually, you know, the governor came and visited our facility in East Lansing a week before she signed this bill. She talked to a young lady that was actually a therapist in Michigan State University. And this young lady was riding her bike on the campus and got hit by a car. She was in the hot intensive care for 8.5 weeks. She had 8 surgeries. She came to us. She couldn't drink water. She couldn't swallow. She couldn't talk. She couldn't lift her head. She was in a wheelchair, couldn't get out of bed, had to have help going to the bathroom. Guess what? We're 8 months later. She's now in a stand-up walker, and the governor was able to carry on a conversation with her. That's the therapy I'm talking about that's going to go away under this current bill.
Under the old system, if you could not afford the highest in the nation insurance premiums, you just had no coverage at all. If you're able to afford auto insurance under this new law, aren't you better off at least having some coverage?
Yeah, my opinion on that, again, is if we educate individuals, I want to be clear on this. I'm looking at the individual. I'm not looking at the insurance companies or the cost or anything else. I'm talking about if we educate people to get them to understand that for the little bit of money we're talking about, and when you say it's unaffordable, it's not unaffordable because of the health. Everybody sold the bill of goods if there was a healthcare side. Here's what I've told people. So now you have car insurance, and you insure your vehicle, and the metal gets repaired. You get to repair all the metal and the fiberglass and everything else in the car and the windshield, but you're not going to repair your body? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. That's how I feel about it. One of the big things that happened on Tuesday, you may be aware, is they passed the assigned claims. They actually already changed the bill once. Assigned claims is what this young lady was that was on the Michigan State campus. She only get $250,000 of coverage. She spent $500,000 in the hospital, so she wouldn't have additional insurance because it's actually capped in the bill at $250,000.
As you say, the legislature is considering some other fixes to the law as well. What would you hope at Hope Network to see changed in the new auto insurance law?
Two things I'd like to see happen is one is this assigned claims thing. I think we need to change because, again, your child could be riding in somebody else's car, and if they only have $250,000 of coverage, that's all your child gets. Your child doesn't get what, let's say you took unlimited, but in their car they didn't, you don't get the coverage. Second thing, which is really important, is I would like to see them covered. So in other words, in 2 years from today, from July 1st, 2021, it comes into effect. What's called the 55% rate comes in. So whatever we were getting billed in January, whatever we billed, we're only going to get be able to bill 55% of the rates moving forward for our long-term care patients. I can't even provide a therapist for that kind of a cost structure. So we're going to have to discharge patients. There's all more than 2,000 patients in facilities across the state of Michigan right now that are long-term. Those patients are going to have to be, some of them, discharged because you won't be able to afford to continue to do services for them.
All right, let's look at those two points you just made. I want to clarify about if I've got insurance on my car, I think my family's covered, but that's only for my car. If my kid gets in anybody else's car, that's the insurance they get. Whatever that driver bought for their car, that's the insurance they get. Is that correct?
It's similar to that. The thing is that even if you have insurance, is what I'm suggesting, is that if you're in a different vehicle, you get whatever that car driver is going to get.
That's what I was thinking.
So that's a problem.
If this new auto insurance law means fewer people will be able to get the kind of services that Hope Network offers, or the rates are down by this 55% you were talking about, that's going to mean fewer clients in the long run, reduced revenue. Are you going to have to scale back services, close ups, and not serve some areas of the state now?
Yeah, we're evaluating that, so I don't want to jump to a conclusion yet because, again, as a nonprofit, we're going to go out and try to raise funds and things, and we're also going to work very hard to try to get some changes into the law. So I don't want to jump to a conclusion yet and say that because, quite frankly, I have great employees out there that are working hard today to serve the people we're serving. And so I just want to make sure that everybody understands we're going to do whatever we can to try to continue to serve patients. But we have the best services in the country. And I got to tell you that if we don't make some changes to this law, I'm worried that we will not be able to remain at that level. And so, you know, we serve other patients, by the way, other neurological patients. You know, only about 70% of our funding comes from auto no fault, so 30% comes from other insurance products and things like that. Suddenly, we're going to have to, you know, evaluate how much we can do and continue to do in our four locations that we currently have for neuro rehab services.
I get the feeling that there are going to be a lot of drivers who opt for a cheaper policy and wake up in a hospital bed finding out that they're just about to go bankrupt and not get the kind of care and services you're talking about providing for people who are victims of catastrophic car crashes.
Yeah, I'm very worried about that. And by the way, what you just said is exactly correct. So here a patient wakes up in the hospital, a traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injuries. They spend their $250,000, let's say, assume they selected that. Now they have to spend their own money, okay, because maybe their insurance doesn't have a claim. By the way, do you know that 70% of private insurance from the major insurance carriers don't cover auto no fault in the state? So everybody assumes they're going to just automatically cover everything. They don't. So that's all going to have to be. In fact, you probably saw the, Dan Gilbert's organization basically have to say, "Oh, we got to put insurance in now for our
employees." Yeah.
My point was on the thing is, so that once you're out, you're going to have to spend your own dollars. So let's say it's a husband that has two kids and a wife, and now they're spending their own dollars to try to get services for themselves. They're going to go bankrupt before they can get on Medicaid to be able to go into a nursing home. Guys, this is insanity. I'm sorry. It's the kind of stuff that worries me because no one's educating people on this across the state. The bill says, oh, you have to, the insurance person has to give them choice. Okay. You and I both know people generally opt for, oh, one's $1, one's $2. I'll take the $1 one.
We've been speaking to Philip Weaver with Hope Network about some possible shortcomings of the newly passed auto insurance law. Thanks for explaining this to us.
I'm happy to do that. And again, anytime you want to talk, let me know. I'm happy to spend more time with you.